opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think Justin Verlander makes the right move. You know what? Credit to the Astros for getting it done. Prospects they gave up doesn't really matter to me.
Like, yeah, that one pitcher's supposed to be pretty good, but
he ain't Justin Verlander.
No, the Cameron kid was a nice prospect, but he hasn't really developed as quickly as they thought. And the catchers, they're pretty deep at that position for once in the history of this franchise. So, and no problem at all. And they didn't give up Kyle Tucker, who they think is a future star. They didn't give up Forrest Whitley, who they think is their best pitching prospect. I mean, that's what you have prospects for. Fortnite, in your opinion, did the NFL completely get the suspension wrong? I was against it to begin with because I thought it seemed shady, but I don't know what the details are, and neither do you. I mean, no matter what you're reading, you don't know. I don't think he should have been suspended in the first place. I have a problem, but that's a NFL policy thing.
There's a heavy burden of proof that must be met in our legal system. The NFL doesn't have that. They can just say, dude, it looks like you're an a-hole. We're punishing you.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. There you are, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Friday. Hope everybody who's capable of having a good Friday is having a good Friday. And a lot of good stuff so far on the show, all available at podcastarena.com. And you can go check that out if you missed any of it. It's all there. So we had RJ, we had... We pretty much had RJ, and then we had some of the things you heard, Verlander talk, things like that. So go check it out.
The huge.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of sports, little stuff, little storm stuff still. But we didn't get to this because you saw it right before RJ went on. But do you see how much Michael Dell has pledged?
36 milli. That's unreal.
Yeah.
And, of course, I tweeted that out, and someone tweets back. And since he has $22 billion in the bank, it's like a person with $50,000 in the bank donating $5.
Shut up. Appreciate what people are doing.
$36 million. I don't care. I don't care how much money you have. $36 million. You feel that?
Yeah, you do. And when you start looking at people's net worth, that doesn't mean that's how much money they actually have. I mean, that's a significant investment and a good one. So. You know, how about thank you? How much have you put in, person? What percentage of your income? Just out of curiosity.
I have not put in $36 million.
I have not either.
If I had $22 billion, I would do that. But that's not how I'm looking.
Mm. But no, I'd rather just say thank you.
Yeah, that's what I'm about.
Yeah.
Big ups.
And all these people that are putting money in, man, we appreciate it. It's again, I think you tend to focus on the wrong things. What's he supposed to do? Like, I'll give all $22 billion to you. Congratulations. That'll fix the whole thing. Come on, man. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. 979 asks, if the Texans have a down year this year, knowing O'Brien is on the hot seat, will they be a little lenient on him? Just because of this natural disaster, or they still
is O'Brien on the hot seat?
I get the sense that there's a lot of tension over there, that he's not necessarily happy here. They're not necessarily 100% happy with him. I think 9-7 keeps him employed again. But yeah, if they go 6-10, I think they would mutually part ways, would be the way it'll be phrased.
Okay.
So, yeah, how much of it are you going to give to the storm stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it just depends on how they start. And I don't think he's going 6-10, though. I think this team's good enough to go 8-8, 9-7.
Right.
And that's probably what's going to happen.
But you get fired for 8-8? How about this? Do you get fired for 9-7, which is what they've done consistently?
Who is going to be available for me would be the question. Who am I going to upgrade with?
I don't know. I don't know who's out there. I mean, it'd have to be somebody who gets fired from...
Yeah.
If
Sean Payton became available?
Yeah.
But most of the guys that I would say, yeah, they're clearly better.
They've got pretty secure jobs.
Yeah, they do. And
you get Rex Ryan.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. You might get somebody who makes things worse.
Yep.
And
you know, and mind you, the whole time that Bill O'Brien's been here going 9-7, Sean Payton's been in New Orleans going 7-9.
Yeah.
With a Hall of Fame quarterback, which the Texans don't have.
Oh, sure they do. Tom Savage is the greatest player ever.
I forgot about him.
Yeah. Actually, though, I think this would be a perfect fit for, not that I'm trying to steal your coach, Saints, but put Sean Payton, improve this offense, keep Vrabel around to run the defense. As good as this defense is, I think that'd be pretty good. But no, we're getting way ahead of ourselves. Let's let the season play out before we start to see. I think it's going to affect them. And yeah, I could see them losing to Jacksonville with all these distractions and not getting that fourth game in and everything else. And
wouldn't shock me.
Yeah.
And if that happens, I mean, that means there's a lot of games that are losable.
Yeah. You know? Mott says, jackasses who calculated guy's wealth to charity are like the idiot who says lotto winner only won ... hashtag taxes.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's really only that. And he had to split it with one other guy. Nah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, and in case you missed it, Brock Osweiler cut by the Rams.
The Browns.
Browns, I'm sorry, yeah. And
the Rams could only wish they had.
Yeah, Jerome just tweeted this out a year ago. Bill O'Brien, the Texans, had high expectations for Osweiler, who had, quote, done exactly what we've asked him to do, quote. Isn't that what they say about Tom Savage?
That's exactly what they say.
Yeah. So, Jeff says, I'll tell you what, man, John Gruden would come out of the booth to work with Watson, Spider 2Y Banana. See, I don't know if Gruden could coach anymore, though.
I don't either.
I mean, that's
the league changes. It changes fast.
Yeah, and there were reasons he was getting, reasons he got dismissed as it was.
Yeah, he was changing quarterbacks just as much as Bill O'Brien was, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he never had a quarterback he liked.
Yeah. Rich Gannon.
He was okay.
Just a little bit.
He did okay.
I don't even think you liked him that much.
Probably not, but he turned him into a hell of a player.
Turned him into an MVP.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Pardon me, a co-MVP, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the year that Steve McNair shared.
I think that's right. Boy, that's
a long time ago. Either way.
Yeah, yeah. And just think about that. Steve McNair was still alive when John Gruden was.
Yeah.
He's been out of the game for a long time. I know that people like that, they'd always bring up Bill Cowher and guys like that. Those dudes have been gone for a long time now. And just because you see them on TV and they're smart and they know the game, well, that's why they're on TV.
Right.
It's not that they're going to come back and do great things like they did many years ago.
Guess what?
Dick Vermeil did that. But
guess what John Gruden's record was the last 2 years he was in the league?
I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure it was right around 8-8.
It's right around 9-7.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So,
But that's a guy he's almost been out of coaching now for 10 years.
Yeah.
Might as well go get Jimmy Johnson or.
Yeah. You know. Dig him up.
Yeah.
So,
if we're going there.
Yeah, I think.
But people still hear him on TV, so it's still. Oh yeah, he's still a great coach. It's still fresh to them.
And so, like Josh McDaniels and all these names another Patriot guy. Maybe Mike Vrabel.
Yeah,
maybe that becomes your head coach. If he winds up doing a great job on defense, then Brett said Gruden was a quarterback killer.
Wasn't a quarterback lover, for sure.
No. So, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. We'll have a gym of the day for you. You know what it involves?
No.
Well, a gym, of course. But
right.
Clowns.
Oh. Okay.
We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
Tepper, Carl Dukes, Julie Takahashi, Jerome Solomon, and Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and John Granato. We celebrate 10 years of sports on FM. Thank you, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
These guys are the best at it.
And we're back on the Blitz, where it is going to be time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Were you a fan of Stephen King's It?
I was a fan. I like the movie. I like the book. So, yeah, I don't like clowns, but I do.
You certainly didn't like Pennywise, right?
No.
Well, the remake.
But that's the whole point of horror movies. You're not supposed to like.
I kind of like him. I'm a big Freddy Krueger guy.
Yeah.
I'd always root for him to chop people up. But,
You're rooting for the favorite there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You like Michael Myers.
I do like Michael Myers. And I like Leatherface.
Yeah. So, there's a reboot coming out Friday, September 8th. And, basically, the real clowns are pissed. The World Clown Association is angry because it blames the 1990 version for widespread clown phobia, also known as coulrophobia.
Yeah,
which
is a real thing.
It is a real thing. And
I'm not really scared of clowns, but I don't particularly like them. I don't see much the point of them.
If they were the Joker, that'd be cool. But just general clowns, no, not a fan. But Stephen King even had to tweet out, said, "The clowns are pissed at me. Sorry, most are great." All caps. But kids have always been scared of clowns. Don't kill the messengers for the message. The clowns are so scared of the impending blowback from this film that the World Clown Association has even released a guide/press kit which details the WCA's stance on scary clowns.
Clowning is serious stuff.
It is. It is. And I'll just read you the first paragraph of their stance. "We at the World Clown Association are proponents of positive, family-friendly entertainment. We believe the art of the clown is something to be treasured and enjoyed by audiences worldwide. We bring a happy, joyful, creative, caring, positive, and fun experience to our audiences. We understand that some people enjoy the horror genre of entertainment." That's what we do. "But we find that many people are confused by the images of horror characters impersonating clowns and are startled by them, which is obviously the goal of these horror characters. In my opinion, these horror characters are not clowns. Even the character in the movie It should be understood to be a fantasy character, not a true clown." So
he wears clown makeup. That's enough for me.
It kind of works for me. John, your stance on this?
Yeah, it works for me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty clowny.
"Just as Haunted House event may have a doctor wearing surgical gear carrying a bloody chainsaw."
That's a scary doctor.
Yeah. "People need to understand that this character is not a real doctor."
It's a clown question,
bro. You don't know if he's a real doctor?
He might be. It might be. And
you remember that movie, Dr. Giggles?
I don't remember that.
It was a murderous dentist. He was a real dentist.
There's a lot of murderous doctors out there.
He went to college. He's a DDS.
Please understand, just because someone wears a rubber Halloween mask, that does not make them a clown. The horror movie character Jason wears a hockey goalie mask, but people would be mistaken if they actually thought he was a hockey player.
No hockey mask look like that now.
No, nobody, and I'm not sure that, I mean, he'd have to paint it up for people to think he was a goalie. And, yeah, I'm a little scared of goalies anyway because I can't see their face.
And plus, he's not wearing the rest of the pads.
No.
Pennywise has a full costume.
Yeah.
You don't just get that full costume, you know, that's a hard costume to get. That's custom. Why aren't they angry about the Joker?
There's no mention of the Joker on here.
The Joker kills a lot of people, too.
Yeah. Because the Joker's kind of cool. Especially Heath Ledger's. We stand with our safety officers who call for an end to the traumatization of individuals and communities by horror characters in public. Anyone making a threat of violence should be arrested whether this person is wearing a mask or not. This is clearly not the act of a professional clown. I don't get them here. They've lost me. So, regardless, clowns are pissed. Already having to issue statements. So we've read most of their statement. Now you know, guys. Pennywise, not a real clown. Guy playing a clown in a movie. Here's something else. You might not know this. Darth Vader, not real.
What?
That's someone playing Darth Vader in a movie.
What?
Yeah. Jurassic Park. Someone's playing the dinosaur in the movie. Yeah, just saying. But this is the clowns have educated us. And congratulations. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Did you see that they want to cast for that solo Joker movie, they want to cast Leonardo DiCaprio for the Joker?
I don't know who can be a good Joker.
Well, Martin Scorsese and Leo have a long history.
They're buddies.
I'm not sure if I were an actor, I would take that gig right now because
there's a lot of anti-clowning out there.
Well, that's true. And, you know, somebody might think you're really a clown and stake you for a clown
and stab you.
Yeah.
I feel like that guy that plays Euron would make a good Joker. He has a laugh, and he's a little crazy.
Yeah, but he wears too much eyeliner.
They're going to put more makeup on him
anyway.
I know,
but it doesn't look good. So, what about... I'm trying to think who I'd be okay with as Joker. I'm not so sure. I don't think Leo's it, though. It'd have to be somebody. I mean, plus, he's already kind of been the weird pirate character.
Yeah.
Well, that's Johnny Depp. Sorry. Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to think about that. For some reason, I always get Leo and Johnny Depp confused, and they're not anything alike.
What about Orlando Bloom?
Is he a thing anymore?
I don't know. Remember the last we saw him, he had his penis
out.
Yeah,
we saw his penis. That's about it.
I don't know if he'd be up for that, but he might make a good one. What about Edward Norton?
Edward Norton could play anything.
He's a really good actor.
Yeah. Good good sense of humor.
What about that kid that's playing the Joker on Gotham? You watch Gotham, Jung?
No, I don't.
I do like Gotham, and I like that kid. He's pretty good, but he's real young.
How about he wouldn't be handsome because you'd mess up his face, but how about James Franco?
Maybe. I can't really take him seriously, though.
Yeah.
What about, like, someone like Macaulay Culkin?
Is he still alive?
Oh, yeah, I think he's real crazy too. Like that's probably a good move.
Buddy Paul just texted me Daniel Day-Lewis, but he might method act murder his co-stars though. He seems too old. Although you know, we tend to forget most of the Jokers before Heath Ledger were pretty old. Jack Nicholson was pretty old when he did that, and then Cesar Romero was old. Drugs and Money says, I think the guy who played Ramsey Bolton would be a greater Joker than you're on.
He's too short, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, when I see the Joker, all I see is Heath Ledger. I can't get past it. It's like that one woman that's the best you've ever been with in your life. It's just kind of like, okay, everything after this is disappointing.
Yeah, I feel like Macaulay Culkin may be the answer here.
Really?
That might be the one.
Barry Laminack asked about, what about Steve Buscemi? No, because I want the Joker to be a little sexy.
Yeah.
But not, you know, there's nothing sexy about Steve Buscemi.
No. Well, I don't know there's anything sexy about Macaulay Culkin unless you're Michael Jackson.
Well, yeah, but that's a long time ago and he's grown up since then.
But this has to be someone that we can envision Margot Robbie having sex with.
Right.
Steve Buscemi is a no.
No, no.
No, but this is a separate thing. This isn't tied to the DCEU. This is separate.
Oh, really?
Separate
they
universe.
They won't have any of these characters in it?
No, because Jared Leto is coming back for the rest of the DCEU stuff.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Then why is there going to be another Joker movie?
It's completely separate.
Who? And Scorsese's directing it?
No, he's producing it. I forgot the guy's name, but he did the old school. It was the Phillips, something Phillips. He's directing it.
Who is that? Oh, Todd Phillips.
Yes, he's directing.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know everybody's thinking it's easy money to make a superhero movie. Like, if you make a superhero movie, you'll probably get paid. Like, it's probably going to, it'll make some money. But I just don't know how good this can be.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right. Quick break.
We only got 30 minutes left in this whole program.
Yeah.
In the whole week.
Yeah. So.
By the way, remember yesterday when we were saying there's not a gas shortage? We're back to normal.
Yeah.
There was only a gas shortage because everybody ran out and suddenly felt like they had to fill up.
Yeah.
And all you guys did was make the prices go up.
But, yeah, the place that I stopped to get my energy drinks on the way, plenty of gas. They've got plenty of everything, actually. They got it when I went through there yesterday. They were getting a shipment of stuff, so they're fine. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Before I left, I hit the bug party. Went to a house to get her out of the bag. Dumb hoe said something that makes me...
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
Texas A&M UCLA College Football, 6:30 Sunday. Presented locally by Doggett Heavy Machinery on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. And what about the dude who played Joffrey?
Too young, I think.
He's older by now. Right? So I didn't realize this soccer game was live. Costa Rica is trouncing Team USA 1-0.
USA. USA. Mm. It's comeback city, bro.
One can hope, but this is one of those World Cup qualifiers. John, isn't this one of those that's important for them to win?
I have no idea.
Or draw? Okay. So you didn't listen to Glenn Davis this week.
Come on.
No, I didn't either.
I had a dream that Glenn Davis was banging my wife.
What?
Yeah. I woke up and told my wife about it. I was like, I had this really vivid dream that it was one of those situations where Glenn Davis was banging my wife and they were making me watch. It was very uncomfortable.
Huh.
I'm really glad I didn't run into Glenn this week.
That would have been very strange.
Yeah.
Was he screaming, we need to bleeping regroup at any point?
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's a pretty bizarre dream.
Yeah, it was It was what it was. You know, often we talk about what kind of porno we like to watch.
Well,
your favorite kind is cartoon porn.
You're going back to conversations from 3 years ago.
Have you updated?
I don't really watch anything anymore. Oh, okay. But regardless, go ahead.
I don't really watch porn either, but everybody has like a favorite scenario, right? Okay.
Yeah, yours was what? Was a movie studio couch? Wasn't
that? I like that. I like Dr. Patient.
Yeah.
Yeah, things like that are fun for me. But there's always one of the classics. John, you've probably used this one before. Babysitter porn. That is a classic.
Okay.
A couple in Arizona, they went ahead and went through it real deal style.
Really?
Jeffrey James Swartz and Samantha Ullman, 27 and 23, were arrested on Wednesday after they had a threesome with the teenage girl who babysat for them. The victim said she met the court through her brother. After meeting them, she started to babysit their kids. And in May, the victim said she was pressured into sex with both of them. She was 15 years old at the time. The second encounter happened in mid-July. The victim said Ullman, who was the wife, or the girlfriend, I don't know if they're married, recorded her having sex with the dude. And then in August, the girl told her grandmother what happened, who then called the sheriffs. And both were...
So they had it on tape?
Oh, yeah. Booked on one count of sexual conduct with a minor, one count of furnishing obscene material to a minor, sexual exploitation of a minor, and luring a minor for sexual exploitation. Bond was set at $25,000 each.
I mean, that would be kind of cool if the girl were legal.
Right.
Yeah.
Even in the porno, the babysitter is always 18.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Yeah, 15-year-old, man, that's not good. So,
I'm against it.
I don't know if I've had dreams about dudes banging my wife.
Yeah, I did. It's very uncomfortable.
Well, probably nobody I know. Like, I'm sure I've had dreams that Idris Elba was banging her because she...
Oh, does she talk about banging him?
Oh, she would do that in a heartbeat.
Maybe he could be the Joker.
He'd be great, but you know how people would lose their minds, right? They lost their minds that he couldn't be the...
Is it because he's bald?
I think that's why, yeah. You got to have hair.
You can't have a bald Joker.
No. Definitely not. Oh, man. So just to kind of recap, because if you missed it at the beginning of the show, we talked about the Verlander trade and kind of how it went down and everything that happened. And I think consensus... at least among us, is that it's a hell of a deal for the Astros, and it's exactly what they needed, and I think it's also going to give them a little boost here down the stretch in terms of, you know, in terms of momentum. I think it's gonna give the players on the rest of the team something that they can get excited about, and I think it's just a good thing, especially at a time when, frankly, this region needs some good things. Then. I have no negatives to say about it.
I'm with you. Hey, this is what I said they needed to do. That's what they did. So, you know, hopefully he he's pitched so well lately in a time where every other Astros pitcher has been inconsistent. Justin Verlander has been very consistent recently. So, I don't know. This may be a situation where by the end of the year, the Astros pitched Justin Verlander in game one.
Yeah.
Instead of Dallas Keuchel, which had you asked me that 2 months ago, I would have said there's no way. I mean, Dallas Keuchel is unquestionably game one starter in a playoff series, but things change.
Yeah. And I still think he will be in the end. Because
I think he will be too, but this is a guy who has pitched in a World Series.
Yeah.
Not pitched well in a World Series, but pitched very well in the ALCS. He's had his see, like, if you go through his seasons, it's very weird because he's had a ton of great seasons, and every once in a while he just throws in a total stinker.
Yeah.
And this one looked like maybe it was on its way to total stinker, but he's turned it around to where it's it's going to end up being pretty respectable, especially considering the team that he plays for. And at the end of the day, there's a guy who has pitched in 11 playoff series and has a 3.33 or 3.39 ERA through 11 playoff series, 16 starts.
That's pretty good.
And he's got three World Series starts to his name. So this is a guy who, and he wants to win a World Series too. He hasn't done it. He's been to two, lost both of them. Lost one to the Cardinals, one to the Giants. And probably feels like a lot of the reason they lost was on him, because in the World Series, especially in that World Series to the Giants, he got lit up.
Yeah.
Didn't pitch well in the other World Series. But it basically, if you look at the rest of his playoff starts, he's been pretty damn good. He is 0-3 in World Series starts. He is 7-2 in every other playoff game.
Y'all need to shame bell yourselves and your whole company. Your station has more static than AM station, which is a real shame. It's ridiculous that y'all can't resolve it. Now, sir, you get the shame bell because you might have heard of this thing called Harvey that went through Winnie and happened to damage our tower, which is we can't get to right now.
Shame.
And we're lucky to even be on the freaking air.
We're on a backup tower.
Yeah. I mean, just don't bring crap like that. Yeah, that's just, you're an embarrassment, 832. Yeah. The storm didn't affect anything. No problem. You know, and it's happened to other people. Go ask Channel 11 what happened to them. My goodness. So, basically quit bitching about the damn signal. You're lucky to have the show. Switch over to the app. But yeah, like we had no control over the fact that a freaking storm was going to blow through and ruin everything. But thanks for your telling us to shame ourselves, dickweed.
All right, guys.
Tell them how to lose, win money, excuse me.
DraftKings, that's how you win, Fred. There's only winners at DraftKings. We've all been waiting for it. Football season is almost here, and there's no better way to get closer to the game you love than with DraftKings. 1 week fantasy football. And to celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest. It's totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. Imagine how much money you could give to hurricane relief if you won $1 billion, Fred. Because I know you'd give some. You'd give millions, probably, if you won $1 billion. With DraftKings, there's so many ways to play. You choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private games where you compete against a group of your friends. They've got beginner and casual contests, so to make sure you can play against people of a similar skill level. And you draft a new team every week. There's no commitment to any players. Get to DraftKings.com now. Use the promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free Week 1 contest with $100,000 in total prizes. If you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code Houston to play for your shot at $1 billion Week 1. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try it? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
Guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. And right now, just like everybody else, they need your help. And school's about to start. And if you wind up having vehicles that got flooded that you don't know what to do with, well, now you can donate them. And you're going to have a lot of other places come in here and start telling you about, donate to our place. This stays right here in Houston. They'll take flooded vehicles. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Could be a car, a truck, motorcycle, RV, tractor, anything. They'll come and tow it free of charge. And they'll process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. And how about this, man, a $50 Visa gift card if you tell me hard about it on the Blitz. And the cool thing is it is so easy to fill out the form. You just get on HoustonCarsForKids.com and fill out the form in less than a minute. And that's the cool thing. You got other things to worry about. So how about that? Fill that form out in less than a minute. They'll come take care of everything. And all the donations go to help Houston Can Academies, which is right here in Houston. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Hold up, son. Word. Yeah.
to all the killers and the $100 billers.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports! Sports!
Travis asks, just getting into town, have a lot of water. Do I head to Beaumont and Port Arthur? Can you get over there yet?
I think you can get there, but you can't take I-10.
Okay, so what, 90? We'll find out before the end of the show. Somebody from that area will let us know how you can get through there. But yeah, I think supplies here in most places are really good. They need a lot of help over there too. So 713-780-ESPN.
The numbers coming in on the Mayweather-McGregor fight.
Yeah.
I don't know how they don't have a more exact way to track this, but Mayweather's fight with Pacquiao back in 2015 sold 4.6 million. Stephen Espinoza, who's the executive VP of Showtime Sports, said the count is still going, but it appears that Mayweather-McGregor is tracking for between mid 4 million and high 4 million. So that means it was a big number, first of all. And it's either the second biggest pay-per-view ever or the biggest at this point. So I would say no matter how you look at it, no matter how you slice it, they consider it a success.
What's the biggest ever?
4.6 million. That's American sales only. And I think...
What pay-per-view was that? Do you know?
That was Mayweather-Pacquiao.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of disappointed people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, also take into account, supposedly 3 million people streamed it illegally, this fight.
Yeah, I could see that.
And I know...
Well, I know a lot of people stream Pacquiao illegally, too.
A lot of the people who watched through the UFC streaming thing, they couldn't even watch the fight, so they're getting refunds. So all that has to be considered.
Right.
There was a lot of ways... I mean, they were selling this thing, but either way, I think they're going to... They're gonna feel good about it at the end. It says Yahoo Sports reports that the viewership of illegal streams could reach upward of 100 million. The final tabulations were there were 6,977 illegal streams, which accounted for over 131 million pirated views. That's crazy. So that's big numbers either way.
Yeah.
The problem is they made it they made it sound so like it was going to be 10 million buys. And now having the biggest, it almost kind of seems like less than it should have been because they sold it so hard.
Yeah, Texter says, Highway 90 from Houston to Beaumont is okay. Little water on the roads. Backed up bad going to Houston from Beaumont. So, sounds like that should be, there you go. Hopefully that helps you, Travis. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Man, it's kind of wish you could get Verlander in the rotation this weekend. If you make that deal a day earlier.
Yeah, well, yeah. Clearly it took him a little time.
Yeah, I mean, if you know you're that close, I don't know.
What did he do? Last start gave up, or hit 9 Ks, gave up one run.
Yeah. He's been on a pretty good run here, and his strikeout numbers are back up. I know he went through a stretch earlier in this year where he wasn't striking people out. But no, he's looking a lot like what you're hoping to get.
Well, you got yourself a I always forget about this. Justin Verlander's a former league MVP.
Yeah.
Not just a Cy Young winner, a league MVP in 2011. I forget about that. He went 24-5 that year.
That's pretty sick. Yeah. What was his ERA?
2.4.
Okay.
And 250 strikeouts.
That's pretty good.
250 strikeouts and 251 innings.
Yeah, last few games, 6-2 wins, 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 9 strikeouts and 6 innings. Game before that at the White Sox, he lost 7 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, 8 strikeouts. Game against the Dodgers where he won 8 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 9 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Got his butt trumped around by the Rangers a little bit, which would make him a perfect fit for the Astros.
He fits.
6 innings, 8 hits, 5 runs, but he struck out 8. And before that, eight innings, one hit, shutout ball against Pittsburgh with six strikeouts. So,
well, whatever the case, the Astros got better.
Yeah, they did. And the game before that was at Baltimore, August 4th, 10 strikeouts in six innings.
Post All-Star Verlander, I think, has a 2.34 ERA, holds batters under 190. I think it's like 183 is the batting average, and the on-base is like 230 something. It's pretty sick numbers.
Yeah. Well, throw that at the top of your rotation, you'll be in good shape.
You're doing all right.
And what's the latest on McCullers? I know he had another rehab start. Do we know when he's coming back yet? No one?
No. Yeah, I don't have an exact date yet. I know he's supposed to be coming back soon, though.
I would be less likely to.
You don't need to rush him now.
Yeah. Chronicle says next week is when he'll be back.
Okay.
And I think Correa is projected to be next week as well.
I think he's starting on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, he's back this weekend. So
give him a couple weeks and we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't think Correa is going to come back at 100%.
No. But
it's going to take him a while to build it up. I mean,
this is going to help in so many ways, because if you can get Peacock back into the bullpen, it takes a lot of pressure off back there. It makes things easier on those guys. I mean, this is just such a good deal for them. All right.
Verlander's going to start on Tuesday.
Okay. So means McCullers is probably Wednesday or Thursday next week, depending. All right. We are going to call it a show and a week. Hope those of you who can have a great weekend. And we'll be back Monday. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.